When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barber Nice and Ford in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, and Ford is America's brand. We want to give thanks to America's veterans. So all veterans, please join us for lunch on Friday, November 11th from 11:30 to 1 at our dealership. We are thankful to every veteran. And lunch is on us, as well as great deals on every Ford just for you. That's the Barber Dyson difference, only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Pastor Tim Patterson. His title for today is Wait on the Lord. Back to you, sir.
Praise the Lord. You know, as we were talking about the busy season, as you can see, I got my little preacher sister here with me, and I got another kiddo waiting out in the hall, but, you know, one thing about the busy season of life is that means that there's something happening, that there's, my brother-in-law, when we had our first kid, he told us a scripture out of the book of Proverbs that said, where there is no oxen, the stall is clean, but there's much profit with an ox. And he said, remember that when it comes to your kids. And I thought, no truer words have ever been said than that Solomon knew what he's talking about, because very seldom does it seem like our stall is clean. But I can say I wouldn't trade for the world what I have with my 3 kids. And so going back to waiting on the Lord, this little girl right here, when we came, and I may have shared this before, I'll just kind of do this in summary. But when we came here to Elk City, and then we took the pastorate in Cheyenne in December, I believe it was around January or so, we were rededicating our church building and the grounds and everything. And we got back to the back of the fellowship hall, and a couple of the sisters in the church felt like they needed to pray for me and my family. Mm-hmm. And so they gathered around and began to pray for us, and one of the young men laid hands on us and began to pray, and when he did, the Lord began to work. I had felt like our family wasn't quite done. We had our 2 boys, but I felt like we needed to have another, but my wife was not ready for that. My wife had to struggle with postpartum depression after our first, and it just had already been a busy season. And but that day, the Lord touched my wife, and the walls that she had built up about having another kid broke down. And she said, okay, Lord. And then in November of last year, this little bundle of joy came into the world. And just waiting for the Lord to do the work. Sometimes we try to rush God, and when we do, we can make more of a mess of it than we do fix it, right? And I'm a fixer. I try to fix things. So it's real easy to just rush right in there and say, this is what we need to do, without ever waiting to really let God do the work. But when God does the work, when you wait on Him, He does it right. Thank God He does it right. 'Cause, ask Abraham. Man, I messed it up, but when God did it, it was right. God did make a people out of Ishmael, But they caused a lot of trouble over the years. But because Abraham got a hold of God, got ahead of God. But if you, in waiting on the Lord, he'll do it right. Just trust him. Just trust the process. When it comes to waiting on the Lord, how do I wait on the Lord? Well, let's look at how some people in the Bible waited on the Lord. How about Joseph? He ends up in a pit by his own brothers, sold into slavery, a victim of human trafficking, ends up working himself back into Potiphar's house, then gets falsely accused, and then ends up in prison. But through all of that, what did Joseph do? He stayed faithful. He kept his faith in God. He kept trusting the Lord. He maintained his integrity. He may have lost his coat at Potiphar's house, but he kept his character. And so when we look at how Joseph waited on the Lord, and when God was ready, and in due time, God exalted him and took what the devil had meant for evil and turned it into good. And when we look at Joseph, and there's so many others that we can think of in Scripture of how they waited. You know, the disciples in the book of Acts chapter 2, they were waiting in the upper room. But notice they weren't just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. The Bible says when they were all in one accord, gathered together in one place, they were in prayer. And so when waiting on the Lord, just sometimes that may just be being in prayer. But understand that when the time was fulfilled, the promise of power of the Holy Ghost came upon them. And it was a result of their waiting on the Lord in his presence, waiting for him to empower them and trusting his word. So when we wait on the Lord, it's not in a apathetic way. We're not sitting in apathy. We're waiting expectingly. You know, when a person's waiting on a table and they're serving you, what do they normally expect at the end of that, especially if they offer you good service? A tip, right? I mean, that's just common courtesy. And let me just say this. If you're a Christian and you go out to eat, please leave a tip. Don't leave a card about your church and not tip. Please. There's just some pastoral words there. But we expect when they wait on a table, they do it expecting they're going to receive a tip. And so when we wait on the Lord, we're not doing it because we're out of fear. We're not doing it because we have to, but we do. Our expectation is of the Lord. So wait on the Lord and look at the lives of Joseph as he waited on the Lord, of the disciples, of Job. He was waiting on the Lord in the middle of his trial. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He said, the Lord knows the way that I take. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. He waited on the Lord. And in the end, God made him richer and God made him more righteous in the end than what he was at the beginning. There's no harm in waiting on the Lord. Lord bless you.
We just saying hallelujahs over here, y'all. We're jumping for Jesus. Jumping for Jesus.
I'm good.
Would you like to pray us out, sir?
Yeah, I will. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. We know it's been a little hectic this morning, but we embrace that at the same time, Lord. And we pray that we somehow, in the rabbit trails that we took today, were a blessing to someone today, and that you would strengthen each one in their relationship as they with you, as they wait on you, that your will would be accomplished in each of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got a new friend, y'all. I got me a new friend. Hi, Susie. You want that? Oh, she's a happy girl. Happy, happy. Yes. Mm-hmm. so cute. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Tim Patterson. Y'all have a blessed weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.